The Plucky Haggis, 25th of September, 2010. Predator, prey, and passion. We're each passionate about something, someone, pet, hobby, instrument, work, an endless list. But does nature possess the ability to nurture and feed its own passion? I'm not sure. But that's what I'm doing here, feeding a few aspects about me that are in turn reciprocally beneficial. Spending more time on them, heightening and harnessing two key passions, writing and a love of all things nature. Each subsequently adds to the other, and this triage strengthens and encourages the whole. I'm passionate about people and photography too. People are fundamentally important to our existence in a sharing, caring society that somewhat sets us apart from nature. Though I have a tendency to oscillate between being something of a hermit and that of a social energy bunny, a mind mechanic's perfect specimen for psychoanalysis. Obviously, we're made up of so many components that the oversimplification of anyone, based on a few notable aspects, denies them their right to be themselves in ways we may not yet appreciate. Time and time again, we hear judgmental opinion without any reasonable effort or respect to understand the inner person in question. Perhaps you can identify with this. Likewise, to look upon day like the sparrowhawk as some villainous outsider threatening our perceived status quo in our gardens is tantamount to misunderstanding nature. This delightful hawk hones a passion for survival, aimed totally toward reproduction. And to such end, it must evolve, constantly improving its hunting abilities to overcome everything nature, and occasionally man, sadly, chucks at it. During the weeks this hen bird was almost daily, I've no idea how many sparrows or goldfinch became a meal, nor can I appreciate the valuable survival lessons remaining birds glean from close encounters, witnessed firsthand. We probably had too many sparrows. I was struggling to keep sufficient food in the feeders, and this reduction probably allows remaining numbers to better weather the winter. Perhaps some of them went off to form another sparrow colony where there wasn't one. Nature, generally left to its own devices, finds its own balance to the benefit of all. At times, of course, we have to help it along or offset our own effect, and at times even manage it, despite being controversial at times. Recently I was watching this spider, preying on flies, ladybirds, and here in the rain a crane fly. Gruesome to a few perhaps, but the struggle of wildlife can never be appreciated in humanistic terms. The glory is revealed, however, when we have an appreciative understanding of the importance of thriving ecosystems, within which, within reason, all the varied elements of multiple food chains are actively growing and become self-sustaining. Quoting Sam Dixon from Wildlife Gardening, the presence of an apex predator, one at the top of the food chain, such as the sparrowhawk, is a sign of a great garden ecosystem and flourishing feeders. If you are lucky enough to glimpse a sparrowhawk snatching up one of your garden birds, you should be delighted. We need to welcome ants and a myriad of other creepy crawlies, but if you have a well-balanced system, they'll hardly interfere with your daily life and significantly benefit the health of your garden. I'm proud to say my count of sparrowhawk sightings appears to be increasing year on year. With the additional excavation planned to enlarge the area of pond and build its own unique growing ecosystem, will only benefit and help sustain more life. More can always be done, but the richly rewarding entertainment of nature and wildlife evolving around us puts us in touch with a thriving garden oasis well worth the effort. Are you attracting more wildlife and nature in your garden? The Plucky Haggis.